The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah states Tisfov b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilones. Tu b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilones. So in the Gemara, what the Gemara brings down that Tu b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilones, the Gemara is talking from Maisres, Legabe Maisres from 1 year to the other year. Nothing to get really Yontef dig. For the Rosh Hashanah is a Yontef. It's a Yom Adin for the Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah le'ilones. But in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tov Kuf Ein Beis, Zog the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Lotzum Betu Beshvat. And Zog the Mogen Avrom, even if you have a Chasana, and Motzei Tu B'Shvat LeMashal, and normally is our loch that the Chosan has to be fast B'Yom Chupasai, Ein Lotzum B'Tu B'Shvat. Shteitish in Tu B'Shvat B'Sayontif. Zah loch you don't say Tachnun. In Rabbeinu Gershon, in Tshuva Yud Beis, he brings down Tu B'Shvat Yomi De Pagre. Yomi De Pagre. It's a dedication as Bayun Sinisht, but... Aber weißt du, es ist der Demos, gewöhnlich, weißt du, ich muss, you know, after they didn't have Pesach time, verstehst du? Was er sagt. Aber what we eat Peres, this meaning that people eat Peres, we see verschiedene people make big tishim of them, from where the mocker comes to eat Peres in Tu B'Shvat. So the first time it's brought down, the Mogen Avrom and Simen Kuflamed Aleph, he brings down a Tikkun Yisroschor, it's a sefer that was printed 400 years ago. Rosh Hashanah Leilones, V'noyagim Ashkenazim Leharbois B'minepeirei Shalilones. He brings down that the Ashkenazim have a meaning to eat a lot of peiros. The Welt fragt, was will von der Ashkenazim? If you go around by us, Fakir, the Sfardim eat much more, they're much more into it. You know, Al-Pi Kabole, Al-Pi De'ari. So people say, Amol Efshas given Anders. But I started to say, Fakert, the Sfardim, they eat also vegetables and all different pitzuchim, they call it, nuts, you know, garinim, all the zachen. The Ashkenazim are only makbid of peres. Those meint. The Ashkenazim are makbid of peres. But the Sfardim take mest andere zachen echet. Why take we eat peres in Tu B'Shvat? Why we eat peres in Tu B'Shvat? So there's two reasons, time I mean Hogan brings down already, from what is the mocker to eat Peres and Tu B'Shvat. Now we must be in the Hemshech, but we'll start Keseda. One reason, because it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilones, so we want people, if they eat the Peres, they feel for the Peres, they will daven for the Peres. Al Pisoid is a bigger reason to eat Peres. Everyone knows when you make a bracha on the fruit, you metaken the tikkun of the sheiresh of the fruit, and the yesod sheiresh of the tree of the fruit. So we want to eat peres and to make brachas on the peres. And while we make brachas on the peres, the mele will be a tikkun to the peres. Now, al pi de'ari, the minig is to eat 15 kinds of peres in Tu B'Shvat. Some people say 12. The Ma'aseh the Mukubolim are makbid on 30. The Mukubolim are makbid on 30. Now, as a chumrah, especially by the Chassidim, this is already later chumrahs that came in the later years, by the Chassidim especially, is a chumrah to eat from shiva saminim. To eat from shiva saminim. As another chumrah to eat from Peres Eretz Yisrael, and as a booklet Bis'arim, Chavez that comes out from Chassidus Karlin. They bring down a makor to makpi to heaven, one of the minim, shechiyon. Again, not to forget, shteit in Sforim HaKadoshim, to daven, I think it's Yom Gimel this year, Tu B'Shvat, to daven for the Esrik. Alamo, when I go around Sukkot, Mitzvah Hashem, again, nocham al de'aloches, when I go around Sukkot, all the bochim come over to me with the Esroigim, to fragen. I see some bochim verschwitzen, you know, I'm really looking for an esrik. I can't find the esrik. I tell him, you remember to daven Tu Bishvat? He says, no, I forgot. Akasha that he can't find the Esrik. Shaitan's following to daven for the Esrik. Especially we learned last week in Yeshiva, some people learned a bit before, that Zekeli Ve'anveyu, Zekt Rashi, is a chiyuv, das ist unsere Parsha, Zekt Rashi, im Yeshle Shtei Esroigim Liknois, is a chiyuv to be doig to buy the Shener Esrik. Is a chiyuv to buy the Shener Esrik. Chodsh to daven for it. Before we go back to it, this week in Shabbos is another Zach. We call it Shabbos Shire. The Magen Avraham, again we go on Aloche, Magen Avraham and Simon Shinchov Dalet brings down a Mineg to give the birds bread in Shabbos. Grade, the Magen Avraham says it's Nishken Arichtek a Mineg, because you're not allowed to feed the animal that doesn't belong to you. People are Miyash of the Mineg. You have to know that. A lot of times, Lemoshel, you go to a place, you know, I was Ponk Ben Azmanim, one of the camps of one of the yeshivas, and you know, they have their animals. And the Shabbos go around, you want to feed the animals. It's not so posh that you're allowed to feed an animal that doesn't belong to you in Shabbos. Lemaisa, our Mineg is to put the bread before Shabbos. This is our Mineg, to put the bread before Shabbos. Again, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't say in Halacha that you have to have little kids to do it. I mean, it doesn't say you have to have a house. I mean, every bochur has this chiyuv. You get married, it's chal. And Magen Avraham doesn't say the shach is to marry your kids. It's a minig to leave. Maybe the yeshiva leaves for everyone. You can ignore it. But I'm saying, l'chur is a chiyuv to mekayim on Magen Avraham. It's a minig. Taki, why is the minig? There's a lot of reasons for the minig. One of the reasons, shteit, Moshe Rabbeinu said that Mon will not go down in Shabbos. So Doson Ve'aviron, they wanted to show that Moshe Ve'esnisht. So they took a lot of Mon before Shabbos, and they hid in it. And Shabbos morning, they got up early, and they put it around. And they were hoping that whenever we wake up, we'll see, Moshe Badai, Moshe Zashakr. So the birds came and the birds ate it. Tzadisal woke up, was no man. Thank you for the birds. We're giving them to eat bread in Shabbos. So the Welt fragt der Kashe, I like to say it over, I think it's a Hemis of Welt. The Welt fragt der Kashe, how much man really doesn't Vaviram had? Lama Zonga, they took the oil and they packed the oil with man. How much man already? You know, every morning around Klal Yisrael was for three parsoes, Megoyva Sholish Ames was man. And also Talmi Lemalo, Talmi Lemato, I think this they couldn't do. So Lama Zonga doesn't have a couple pails of man. They were planning to spare it around, you know? You know, pretending that it's not. No, so what was that? Kais will wake up in the morning and it's a couple pieces of nut. No, so what do they say? Moshe will say, Golish. And those of you will say, you see, it's not man. That's not man. Man, every morning the whole place was covered. So I want to say, you said. For Chavnis Yisrael, we'll decide why we're saying such a big thank you to the birds. We read in last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu Zogt, כחצויס הלילה אני יוצא בתוך מצרים. כחצויס הלילה אני יוצא בתוך מצרים. זוקט רשי, why מוישה רבינו זוקט, כחצויס הלילה אני יוצא בתוך מצרים. say, בחצויס הלילה. זוקט רשי, סגמור עם ברוכס דבדלת, שמו ייטו הצטגרניני פארוי, ויומרו מוישה בדיו, So Rashi says, Shemo yitu atztagdine paroi, ve'yoyimru bo chatzois ve'adayin loy bo, ve'yoyimru moishe badayu. Freitzach de kashe, what is the problem? Atztagdine paroi will have a mistake. They will think chatzois is 11:58, and 11:58 we know Makas Pchoyres, and they will say, moishe badayu. Okay, in 2 minutes, everyone will see Moshe was right. No? What's the ganze zach? What's the ganze zach? No, the pshat is as it. So one pshat the Welt says, Takim Meduik in Rashi, that the chashash was that 11:58 they will think it's chatzos, and chatzos is only 12 midnight, and they will have a mistake. So for 2 minutes it'll be a chilul Hashem. For 2 minutes it'll be a chilul Hashem. You know what is 2 minutes chilul Hashem? The basis is 2 minutes of chilul Hashem. I'll be masbir to you. Say over a meisah from Rabbi Uchbel. Rabbi Uchbel once was sitting in a shir, and they saw him start to become shaking, moving from side to side, moving from side to side. Look, then Rabbi Uchbel takes his hat, puts it down on the bench, and goes out of the room. After a couple of minutes, Rabbi Uchbel comes back. Kids, after the shir, they ask Rabbi Uchbel, what's the gishah? Rabbi Uchbel said like this, I need to go to the bathroom. What's coming up? I'm only a mensch. But I was thinking, if I will leave in the middle of the drasha, the young rabbi that is giving the shir will be embarrassed. He'll be embarrassed. He will feel I'm not interesting. It's not so important, my shir. I will embarrass him if he'll feel so bad. In 2 minutes I will come back from the bathroom and everyone will have that I'm interested. Over 2 minutes the rabbi will feel bad. I don't want the rabbi to feel bad for 2 minutes. I didn't know what to do. Till I decided if I will leave my hat on the bench, everyone knows Rabbi Uchbel doesn't go away without a hat. B'meile will be no mizayin. Tzu de tzu is going to famous maisa. Rabbi Uchbel had a klal, he never gave smicha, only after he fahared a person, for 2 months he had to stay in Kamenitz to see if you know the Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi. When you wake up in the morning, and when you go to sleep, ben adam lachaveiroi, ben adam leda. Before, he never gave out a smicha. Bekitzer, v'ayehi ayoyim, Rebbe Uchbel is in the stadt, and kommt ein Geman, a geist Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Noch dem bekommen der Roshir von Lutai Roir. Nemos geist ein Geman Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. He came, no one knew if he'll be Roshir of Lutai Roir. Came for a smicha. Rebbe Uchbel gave them the fahar. So he asked for the paper. Rebbe Uchbel says, okay, now you stay for 2 months, and we'll see how you behave. You'll get... So Scheinberg told him, okay, Lemaise, I didn't tell my wife I'm going for 2 months. So I'll go back home and I'll come back. So Bochbel told him, wait a second. Kitzer, he sent his kids to find out the Vala and the Shamosh about. Kitzer, he found out that Stake Choshev Yid. The Vice says, Stake knew how to find out. And he gave him a smicha. So they asked Bochbel, man, how you knew? So Bochbel said, no. I normally I have a gedder, I don't break my gedder. But I was thinking, this Yingemanshik will come home. His wife will ask him, no, you got the smicha? He will say, no. She'll tell him, no, I'm getting it soon. But that first minute that a choshev Yingeman will not be looked choshev by his wife, for 1 minute they kenished. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, 2 minutes chilul Hashem. You think it's not. I want to add to you, my brother showed me. It's a mefurish Ran in the Dorim. The Ran says, ha'oimer, abo, kulchem chutz me'abo. If a person makes a neder, al kulchem chutz me'abo. The Ran says, it's a chazore. When he said kulchem, he made even his father, and then he changed his mind. So the Ran, no. Maybe he meant to say kulchem chutz me'abo. Just it took him time to say it. So the Ran, if he would not mean to include his father in the neder, he would say chutz me'abo kulchem. She'ein odom roitze, she'ovim izbaze lesho, that when he's saying the word kulchem, people would think that he means his father. So for a 5 years, Zog the Ran, a person is choishish and is coming from his father for a second. Fakadosh Baruch Hu alach haskama vekama. This is one way to learn. There's another way to learn Pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu. The chashash was not these 2 minutes of Chilul Hashem. The chashash of Moshe Rabbeinu was the andere chashash. Vosi given the chashash. Akstanine Pari will think Chatzos is 11:58 or maybe 12:02. And they will say, Moshe Badai. This is Moshe Badai. What is Moshe Badai? The Pshat is as it. What is the Pshat attack and the ganze machlekes? Come inside, come inside. Come on. What is the machlekes? Yoimru Moshe Badai. What do you explain? Migiven a ganze machlekes, Moshe Rabbeinu is doing in Mitzrayim oisus umoifsim. He's Dam Tzfardei Akinin, Derev Aor Shchin, Arbe, Choyshech. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Badayu. The Torah says, what do you think Paro taught the whole time? He thought, Eina Chanami, Moshe Rabbeinu is vice toys, a big person. He's a witch, like a black witch. Yeah? He doesn't know the Isur from Koisvim. He's a Koisim. He's a Mechashev. He's used there as Sidois. You see, when Moshe came, Pari told him, I also have people that know how to do it. We also have it. Kshofim at the Machnes Lemitzrayim. Kshofim at the Machnes Lemitzrayim. What is the difference of a magic or a Nevuah? Choyze Asidus, people that know what was going to happen, or Nevuah Mehashem. Choyze Asidus and magic is almost. The weather almost makes it. These things are almost happening. It's not punklach. Nevuah is punklach. If Moshe missed it in 2 minutes, it means he spoke to the Malachamoves and the Shadim. He knows they're coming in Chatzos. He knows all different waves of Malachim Roim are coming in Chatzos. He has ways to pull them. And they missed it in a second. A Nevuah is punklach. Doesn't the Aviron, everyone knew Moshe Rabbeinu is a big, Moshe Rabbeinu is grace. But if then Moshe says, tomorrow it will not come down, it's Shabbos. Doesn't the Aviron want to say, no, Moshe never had a Nevuah that is not coming down on Shabbos. He felt the demands every 6 days, filling the supply and stopping. He has his cheshbonos. If Episman will be down in Shabbos, even upon crumbs, Nishkenovi. Yedei Hasidus, Greisim Moshe Rabbeinu, Aber Nishkenovi. B'meile, this was what Dosan V'Aviram were trying to do. So the birds came and helped us. Nein! Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, V'Terosei Emes. For the birds, for this thank you for the birds, we leave them the bread tomorrow afternoon. Let me give it still to the Ikar Dvorim. Only the Psichas Dvorim. We said we have to make brochas, and the Ikar reason we're going to eat Peiros and Tu B'Shvat is that we make the brocha, we mechaven to metaken, we make the brocha bechavole, we metaken the tikkunim b'sheiresh apri, b'sheiresh omek, b'sheiresh ilonoi. I want to bring a couple of shalas that came up, some came up even last week, and we'll go keseda. Lamazon and Abachar went to a tish of Peiros. It's not understood that they have big tishim here of Peiros, and I don't know if it's the middle of Sdorim, if you could go, Lamazon is Beira Sdorim a tish, and you go to a tish of Peiros, and you climb on top of the Parencha Dalton, and you know you're sitting there for a couple of hours, and then they start to giving out little pieces of oranges, and you're standing there on top, and you know, you need to be skisa, you need to go to the bathroom. And they're giving you a fruit. And you don't know what to do. You can't make a brocha, you don't have a gufnaki. To go off of the parencha, you can't. You can't go. Parencha has these big benches in the tish. And you want to, you can't go. You're allowed to eat without a brocha or not. I will explain to you weiter. We got a shaila from Aza, you know, the soldiers in Aza there. What they do is, the way the Arabs are trying to throw missiles to kill people. So what they do is, they take soldiers, and they have to lay on the floor there, they lay in between the sand, with guns, and they're waiting. Sometimes they can wait for 8 hours and nothing happens. And they're waiting when, in that piece that they're in charge, will pass a terrorist, they will shoot him. So what they do, they have on their back a big tank of water, with a little straw comes till them out. They're not allowed to move. Because don't forget, the Arabs also are looking for them. And if you move a little bit, they shoot you. So they come, you know, first big helicopters goes around, and then slowly they crawl, and they're staying, and you can't see them. Now, so they have this little straw. When he needs to drink, he just makes a sip. Now, they lay like this for 8 hours. They trained. Aber, you know, Adam Yesaydim Ha'afo, V'Seyfei La'afo. After a couple hours, the goof is Nishken goof Naki. And the soldiers came to ask, the Shmir Shabbos, when I was learning with him, they came to ask the Shaila, we're allowed to drink without a bracha or not. I'm not speaking in a case that is a Sofek Pikuach Nefesh. Lama Zogun, we're speaking that in 5 minutes already they're finishing and they're coming to take them. I'm not going in with a Shaila from Pikuach Nefesh. And the question is, we're allowed to drink without a bracha, we're not allowed to do. We're allowed to drink without a bracha or not. I'll make the question even clearer. A group of Bachrim got arrested for Shabbos. Because the Afghanistan Shabbos, Chas v'Sholem, they didn't throw no stones. Our Pung, they were passing nearby, and the police arrested them. they put them in a room, and this shayla you have to know, because when you're arrested, they don't let you to call pass. They put him in a little room, and the rooms here in Yerushalayim, I don't know punklach velche, but in some of them I saw anyway, some of them, the bathroom, the toilet, is inside the room. It's not like a hotel. They put you in a small little room, 10 people with a toilet. And they give you water. You can drink how much you want. But the problem is, we're Yiddish people, the place, it doesn't help to cover the place. That's a chelik from the, you know, they want you to be moide in Allah Averis. And the shayla is now, Vos tut man, you're allowed to drink without a bracha or not. It's mamish negea lemaise. I know people that had it lemaise. The same week, this week I was in a shir, the young rabbi, I think he had a mistake, Grade. But he asked the shayla, I think it's a mistake, Grade. But he asked that if someone is in the, how you call it, Tiplulimrat, how you say it in English, self and care, if you get a heart attack, they put you in ICU, they put you in a Zai room, that there's a lot of doctors there. And they connect you to machines. There you connect 24 hours to machine. Every move that you move, the computer writes all different numbers and papers come out. So I'm saying, now you have to drink. Koach nefesh. The shayla is, if you make a bracha, the computer writes more numbers. Every bracha you make, the body moves. So you haven't asked if you're allowed to make a bracha. Shabbos. Meret in Shabbos. You're causing chil Shabbos that the computer is moving. This is what he was yanim shayla. I hold you allowed to, but it's bazundere shmuz. I don't think it's a chil Shabbos. The most it's a marve b'shiurim. It's a bazundere shmuz. But Rav Zogin, he's speaking in a case taka that he's right, and the monitor takes out a paper. It's two kind of papers. One of the heart is a monitor, and there's a brain monitor that comes out. It's a printed paper that comes out with black lines. You see like up and downs. This is the mitzvah, and when you talk, it jumps. The numbers jump over 100, and the paper goes, this is the mitzvah, over 70. This is the mitzvah. And the shayla is, drinking you're allowed to. Even if you don't have to think twice, Chol is allowed to eat, Chol Shesh B'Sakol is allowed to eat anyway what he needs, but the shayla is to make a broche or not to make a broche. You're allowed to eat without a broche? You're not allowed to eat without a broche. I'll tell you another shayla. You think it's not negat to you. I'll tell you, a bocher asked me recently a shayla. He flew a chveist lamazang into California. Was a very bad flight. Jumping, they forced them to stay with the belts, to close the belts, seat belts are up, you're not allowed to get up for a couple of hours. The kids are, they're allowed to go around, but you're not allowed to. So they gave you a drink, You want to drink, but the Hasish can goof knocking. You don't know what to do. A bracha you can't make, but you mamish thirsty. And you can't, it's maybe 2-3 hours, you know. So. And you want to know, is you allowed to drink without a bracha or not? This is a shayla chamura. So to mevarer this shayla, we have to go in a little bit to the lumdus of the sugya. So lo mevarer zay melalun tzazamen the inyan, and the fit. What? When the goof is not knocking, you're not allowed to mehar b'divur teira also. They change Mishnebura, Samach Beis, the last Bi'ur Aloha and Simon Samach Beis, and the Mishnebura at all. Only if your hands are dirty, and you don't have how to wash them, so then you could mehar without washing them. But if your goof is not knocking, zak the Mishnebura, you're not allowed to, it's a Shulchan Aruch, but the last Bi'ur Aloha and Simon Samach Beis. Or the last ones, we'll see, I'm not sure. But towards the end of Samach Beis, for sure. So to mevar this inyan, we daf lanan asugya tzuzamen. So lama lanan asugya tzuzamen. The Gemara in Brocha zog, in daf lamedei, osu loile, min ayin, that you mechuyi Brocha, min oan emile, the Gemara starts, keitzad mevorchim. Lamedei o min alef starts, keitzad mevorchim. So hol mishne, al peres ha'ilon, uoimer, dog the Gemara, min oan emile, agan tzariches, אלו סבורו אוסו לו לאודם שיהנה מאוילו מהזה בלוי ברוכה. וחולנן מאילו מזה בלוי ברוכה כאילו מועל. כמו הזמם של כאילו גוזר עשה קדיש ברוך הוא. כל הננם עושו לאנס מן האילו מזה בלוי ברוכה. כל הננם מאילו מזה בלוי ברוכה כאילו מועל וכאילו גוזר עשה קדיש ברוך הוא. דף מן קלרם דוח הכיר. ווסי דפשט אין דס איסור של עושו לאנס מאילו מזה בלוי ברוכה. את זה איסור, דהיינו. Azev, you're not allowed to eat bosor oif becholov, right? Bosor becholov beoif. It's iso de rabbonon. Chal, trus meisters was man azev de rabbonon. Chal de rabbonon. Some places de reise. Chodosh, chutzlo de rabbonon, if you love shites. Isurim de rabbonon. So is it isurim de rabbonon to eat without a broch? Other? Ne? It's not an issue to eat. It's a mitzvah to make a bracha. If you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're over an issue. Right, the Rosh says asur, but the Gemara means asur to eat without the kiyum mitzvah. So these are the two tzedadim. It's an issue to eat without a bracha. Mamish an issue gomor like bosor oif becholov. Or it's not an issue. Or it's not an issue. It's only a mitzvah. Be'etzem it's a Gemara and Brochus that you'd base. The Gemara and Brochus that you'd base. The Gemara says a person took a cup, adaita de chamre. He was sure it's wine. And he made Be'er Priya Gofen. In the middle of the wine, he found out that it's shichre, it's beer. But he was sure it's wine. So pasach be de chamre v'sim be de shichre. He said, Baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam. He was planning to say Be'er Priya Gofen. And he finished Shehakon near Bidvore. And there's a suffix in the Gemara if you yoitze or not yoitze. So what to do me suffix? A lot of poskim hold suffix bochus leoka. This is what we paskin. Taste is being done b'shem derif. Me suffix you're not allowed to drink. Frekt Rab Kiveger, why? Suffix bochus leoka. So Rab Kiveger, why do you say suffix bochus leoka? If you misupik if you made bori nefoshes, don't do bori nefoshes. If you misupik if you made alamichia, don't do alamichia if it's the rabbanon. If you misupik, if you said halal, sofik the rabbonot, sofik brochas lekule. If you misupik, if you made a brocha and tefillin, don't make another brocha. Tefillin shel roish, machleikes, tzitzis, machleikes, every shayle. Over here, you write sofik brochas lekule. Over how you could eat? Also lehem ismailam azeh belay brocha. So chasofik isu. If you misupik, you're not allowed to eat. We're asking that they were not metaken misofik. The other sheet also, they were not metaken misofik maybe. So this is the shayla. So Shlom Zaman Oyerbach, Lemaizah Davnei Nezer already, they have five rayas bruros, that it's not an isur, it's only a mitzvah. And this is the reason tak is sofek boches lekule, because it's only a sofek of a mitzvah. But there's no isur to eat. You have to do the mitzvah. The first raya is a gemore that balkeri, bezman ha-gemore, balkeri that didn't go to the mikveh is not allowed to make a broche. Bezman ha-zeh, they were makel, aber meikar ha-din, balkeri is not allowed to make a broche, to be moitzi shem shamayim, till he goes to the mikveh. So the Gemara, he could eat without a broche. Balkeri is allowed to do averes. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Torah says, he can't do the mitzvah. There's no isur to eat without a broche. Oinen. Oinen, Rashi learns in the beginning of Mishnah Meisai, Oinen eats potom mi broche shelefoneo. Why Oinen is potom mi broche shelefoneo? Oinen potom in a mitzvah. Oinen is allowed to eat chazir. Oinen is allowed to eat chicken becholov. Oinen is mechuyev, the Meiri says that Oinen is mechuyev even in Tilas Yodayim, even though it's a mitzvah, because it comes from Schach Trume, as he is the Yisru. So how is it allowed to eat without a broche? The Teretz says, there's no Yisru to eat without a broche. It's a mitzvah. Gemara, poyalim sheyoechlim etzel balabais, if they don't have time to make a broche, Chazal parted them from the broche. So if they're working with a balabais, they could eat also in a not kosher restaurant nearby. Avadanish. So why here they're allowed to? As a bigger raya. This is Tak in the Gea. It's Tak in the Gea. The Rambam in Perik Aleph Milchis Broche says, if you eat Dovor HaOsur, you don't make a broche. What is an Afkemin if I extend? Could be an Afkeminis. But I'll tell you, a broche came to me from a camp. At least it was a camp in America, I forgot the name. It's Nishta Zaguta camp. But they're trying to make the kids good. And little kids, the kids bring food from the house. And they teach them to do brachas, lat lat. Because this kid brings a sandwich with tray food inside. If you take it away, the police comes the other day, yeah? Now, you're not mechuyev to take it away. Kotten oichon neveles, ein mitzurim lafrishon. Ein mitzurim lafrishon. You're not mechuyev to take it away from him. But the bracha wanted to know if he's allowed to teach him how to make a moitzi. Or shehakol and the salami. I told him, avada nish. Shteit in Ramam is not mechuyev bebrocha, it's a brocha levatole. Now, to teach a kid to make a brocha levatole. So this kid, skip him today. Hashem knows the difference. It's no chino, so maybe I'm asking a better shayla. I could assume that another 10 years, what they will do, they will bring keep pretending food, and you make the bracha, the kid will feel that he's eating. Now you put a special glasses that he thinks that he will see kilo he's eating. You can mechanech and tzumach and brachas.
It's a chinuch to make a
bracha
on this kind of.
But I'm asking if you put a special glasses on him that he thinks that he's eating. You know they have these glasses, and you could think that you're eating, and they will put his glasses on him. A kemach and a bracha. Avada nisht. On a marshal, a bacher, a mole is makel, it's a restaurant, there's a shayla now in Kashrus. He has to know, nisht kino a shayla from Kashrus, sh a shayla from Shemshomayim Levatole. Sh a shayla from Shemshomayim Levatole in different places here. Das ist mamisch, Shemshomayim Levatole, I mentioned it a couple times, the Mishnah says down, person didn't put on tefillin all of his life, because he didn't realize that the place is the makom of the here. Shabbos Shalat Shuvah and Mishnah Tefillin says, "No, for the avera of not putting on Tefillin, we can make in Shuvah." But what's the same with the Bracha Levatole? Bracha Levatole, Askos Hashem, Ha'ilum is the Azeh. The Vissim Mimeikah Zayin, they've given Achtik. Tosaf Bochim, if they have to go, Chosh maybe they be yaitzeh the Bracha with someone else. You know, Chosh nitzav in the Bracha of Dabar Asu. But the Vissim, it's nishna zeh posh. But it's nishna getzu in Zerinia. Another rider of Shlomo Zalman brings down is a halacha if someone put mashlim in his mouth and he forgot to make a brocha, he's allowed to swallow them. Because it's a bizoyan. If someone in mistake put a piece of chazir in his mouth, he's allowed to swallow it. If it's already inside. Avada nish. So from all these five riders of Shlomo Zalman was mechiach b'teiras vadai that the gather is that it's a mitzvah to make a brocha. It's a isur. If you don't keep the mitzvah, you're over a isur. This is the reason Balkeri, Oinen, Poyalim. Dvar isu, the mashkim, you could eat without a bracha. Le'umas them, a lot of rishonim shtei tzakel. That it's a isu. The Meiri says, sofek brochas la'aloche l'chumre. Because it's a sofek isu. We don't paskin like him, but we see that he learns that it's also. The kolbo in the Orchis Chaim say, oinen chayev levorech, she'osu lehen is ma'ilu mazeb le'ibroche. אז זה דור חסכיים לרבין יאיר סמילונין ודקולבוי, אפילו למעריר זאת לזה. רב שלמה קלוגר, אין חוכמה שלמה, says, he asks the kasha, why be הכניס משקים לתוך פיו, you're allowed to swallow them. זה תוך האיסור. He says, because the איסור is גזל. And it's inside your mouth, you coin it בשינוי. אז חוכמה שלמה שכנו, רב שלמה קלוגר, זה גוון גודל בדוירוי. No, רב שלמה קלוגר was מחבר ספורים כמיניין שלמה. He had Keminyan Shloimoy. And they're not small. One of them is Nidre Zruzim. I think 10 million words. B'chein Hala. That's Rav Shloimeh Kluger. He had four people sitting in front of him. Four Seifrim. And he would tell the first one a Shtikul Teire. Second one a Shtikul Teire. Third one a Shtikul Teire. Then he would go back to the first one, give him more words. Like four different Masechtas. And he would write four Shtikul with four Seifrim. This is Chiyav from Rav Shmuel Deutsch. My Mokir Musmach. That's the guy. And that's Rav Shloimeh Kluger. And Reb Shlomo Kluger has another sefer. So no chazak for Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger has a sefer, Ashuta Elef Lecho Shlomo. It's a thousand tshuvas there. Ashuta Elef Lecho Shlomo. He passes that if someone ate matzah lel haseder, and he forgot to make a moitzi. He says, he was not yaitze matzah. He has to eat the matzah again. Mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Azevi matzah gzula. Because gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can make a ganze seder with people, if you don't teach them to make the bracha, chaval to make the seder with them. Some people say, leave them up, they don't know how to do the bracha. Abi, you give them the matzah. Rav Shlomo Kluger is a gomish. Matzah is ma'azet rabbonon. Mitzvah bo ba'avir eichem nisht yoytze. It's chaval on the ganze seder with these people. So if they can't make the bracha, tell them at least to be yoytze in your bracha. To make a seder and people don't make a bracha, zog Rav Shlomo Kluger, you're not yoytze. Amor, Shlomo Zalman said, if you made moitzi matzah, and you didn't make a moitzi lechem, could be you be the Yevid, you are Yetzah, but that's not our union. So now let me get into Rig to our Shilas Naloch Lemaisa. Yeah, a person is in a plane, he cannot get up, he's very, very thirsty, and he can't get up, or he wants to eat his meal, and he wants to know, I'm allowed to eat without a brocha or not. So Lechura Bashkof HaRishoyna, it's told in these two sheets, Lefirim Shlem Zalman, and it's a mitzvah. If I'm an onus, I'm allowed to eat without a brocha. Masha'egen, if it's a isu, you're not allowed to eat without a brocha. Aber es ist da ein Mishneh Brure in Simen Samach Beis. Die Mishneh Brure sagt das, es ist ein Loche, that you have to say Krishma in Birkish Krishma Bepe. You can't say Behiru. You have to say Bepe. What if someone is sick and he can't say Bepe? Yehar Beliboy. Or if he's in a Mokim She'ein Anoki Legamre. Mokim She'ein Anoki Legamre, we have to know it's very hard to find such a place. That is like ba'is achitzo and ba'is apnimi in the mikveh, or if his hands are not clean. The number of Shabbos said you could wipe your hands. Zog the Mishneh Brura. Mizei yesh lilmoid, from the halacha that you could think the brocha when your hands are not clean. Lemishet tzome balayla bebitoso, he's in bed by night, and he efshor a little yodov, he can't wash his hands. Velevorech, yeharer abroche beliboy veyishte. Don't know how he touches it out. Negevas, abazim deshmuz, I never figured it out exactly. But he can't wash his hands. He can't wash his hands. Zog the Mishneh Brura. Yehare rabroche beliboy, and he could drink. Sefer mat yude choyle kolov, lari efshol elamoid velitol yodov. Ein adoyme lechoyle velonus. De ein donim efshol mishei efshol. Vafilu im ein lemayim ala netile vashtir, he doesn't have enough water for both. O shekoshel lamoid pnei hakoyr, yochel lekaneach yodov bakoysel, o bechol midi de menake, vze menach mehani. Zeh bayin de Mishneh Brura. That this is only if the goof is clean. But if the goof is not clean, then you can't make a brocha bichlal. Regarding Krishma. Zog the Mishneh Brura. So what will be if the place is not clean? Yitztar me'oid me'oid that he can't make the mitzvah. V'yachshev la'ashem v'nire poshut v'ashoysim bebeis ha'merchetz. In time of the Mishneh Brura, people drank in the swimming pools. Shalok without a bracha. Shaloi kadin emoisim. Da rishom also afilu hiru. Maybe a swimming pool. Yeah, mikveh. Mikveh, swimming pool. Maybe you're allowed to ma'ardi v'teire. I mean a mikveh. Ve'eva onus l'shti yazu. Ve'ayin lekamon besimem pidal ma'sheech tov. Zog di biur alochi. Zog di biur alochi. Ayin ha-meshikosati v'mishneh Brura l'ini nashtir ha-bemerchet shelo ikadin. V'lishne d'achaya odom gomal l'litos. U'be'emes nireh l'anius d'ayti dobo poshut me'oit. D'ein le'hatir mishum shehu onus. To drink without a bracha. שאין לו יוכל לבורך. דזה לא ישייך לו אמר, אוני אף חזל ווצאי, מצווה לבורך. אבל באמס חזל אומר בברוכס למד ואהבוב, למד הידי פיקסית, אוסו לאלו ישמר אלו מזה בלוי ברוכה. וכן מוכר מורין אברום. If it will be a mitzvah to make a broche, you're right. When you're in the swimming pool, when you're in the mikveh, you could drink without a broche. Aber Chazal said, Osur, sagt der Mishnah Berurah. All of us stickle tere, one line in the Biur Halacha. Ve'levad ze, alo yochel losses min ha-merchatz ve'levorech. He could go out. Or ha-kobin, le'ikonez ha-bayis ha-emtsoi ve'lechaven. So the Maestro Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to. So in all the places that we paskin, tak is no heter. Tak is no heter. But there's two different kulis I want to say. The place of Svi Frank, tak is the Rofi Yerushalayim was very machbir, jails, all these places, garnish. He speaks even if you're allowed to learn. When you can't make Birkas HaTeirah, a person forgot the Birkas HaTeirah, he forgot the Nusach of Birkas HaTeirah, is on the plane, he forgot the Nusach of Birkas HaTeirah. A Gemara he has, but a Siddur he doesn't have. And he forgot the Nusach of Birkas HaTeirah. Shai, if you're allowed to learn without Birkas HaTeirah, if it's like Birkas HaMeni Manad. But when you're on Nusach, you're not allowed to learn. But he's very machmir. It's two kules legabi these aloches. One is Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Simen Kuf Pehei. He said his fumble lost his voice. And he can't. He says it even doesn't have to be Mehara, maybe. He says it's like a Baal Keri. Someone is very sick that he can't make a broche. We see in Baal Keri, Chazal will let him to do it. Even though we said it's a Isu, but we see in Oyna, we see in all these people, that Chazal will matter to them without a broche. Rav Ozner zogt aze. La'aloch el maise, Rav Ozner, Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vov, paskim taze. He says, Lamazogan, he's Megia to a lot of times, you're going to the hospital, you're staying with someone in the hospital. We're going this week. I just want to stay with him in the hospital. It smells in the room terribly. But you have to stay with this person. You're allowed to drink without a brocha. A brocha you can't make. You can't leave the room. You're allowed to drink without a brocha or not. Oh, they're checking you, different zachen open, you're very thirsty. You're allowed to drink without a brocha or not. So Rav Ozner says like this. If you know that in 4 or 5 hours you will leave the room, you're not allowed to drink. If you know that you have to stay over 24 hours, you're allowed to start to drink already without a brocha. He says he has a dirk from the Biur Halacha. Biur Halacha says that it doesn't say mitzvah, state also. Vegam alo yochel lotes mi beis hamerchetz. Says the achroef un moronach of Etz Chaim is given when you have both things together. When you have both achroes together. When you have both achroes together, that it's an isu, and also you could eventually go out, then we not make it. Aber on them is a chiyuv to wait. Is a chiyuv to wait. Why I'm saying this? Why I'm saying it? I want us to know. We have to know is the isu lehenois me'olo mazeh beloy broche. So shayle fun isu. We're going in Tu Bishvat, we makpi to machen broches of peres. I think it's the time to take once a year to be mischazek ashtiko. You know, people, Baruch Hashem, are very mischazek, you know, not to eat what you don't have to eat. Aber chutz von dem, yedo mol abroche, abroche. Shayle fun isu. Versteht? He goes to check, I'm not saying, so I'm not moitzilaz. So don't mention Baruch Hashem Taki HaMakpid not to eat in the places you're not allowed to eat. Taki maybe eat still the Nisoyin is a bit of Gresa. You see me, Taki goes only to the Hamish places. But he forgets to make a Baruch. So he's only going to the Yisur de Rabbanon. Chvez Nishmasi de, and the other message, that's here the Yisur de Rabbanon. Efters the best ones again, don't meet a Baruch, with the Hamish place, on a Baruch. With a Wissam Shat. Me kenish da zeh. With the Wissam, Osu lehem is me oilu mazim alei Baruch. Now, Tu Bishvat is coming, I just want a little bit lafrusha mi'isure, for sure, we're not planning to eat, not kosher, and not to eat without a broche. is 15 minim. A lot of American bochim don't do it, don't know it. Is te'enim. Te'enim is dates, right? Figs. You're not allowed to eat figs in Eretz Yisrael. There's no figs that you could eat in Eretz Yisrael. Every fig has around 40 bugs inside. 40 bugs inside. Amar Rav Shlomo Zalman told me in a different case, I'll tell you in a second, he told me, instead of eating the zachin, go to a trefer restaurant, order big 2 pieces of chazer, maybe you'll have 2 lavim. Every shekel is 6 lavim. It's meshuga. At least enjoy yourself if you want to do something better. Rav Shlomo Zalman told me. At least enjoy yourself. There's no echatimtze, not only in the dry ones, even in the fresh ones. As a mumche, a ravaya, is a mumche. So one of the Choshev Rebbe's told him that by them is a messiah you have to eat. So he asked him to check for him. I don't know how to check. You'll ask me, I don't know where's the bugs there. But I'm telling you his bugs. He asked him to check. He checked for him for 2 hours. A fresh one that, you know, that they said his mamish good. And then he found the bug. And even though we don't see it, we can't say Lenimna Teir Lemaloche Ashores, because Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that while after they show you where it is, you see it, it's not like little bugs, it's much worse than the bug. Even the word in America, Lemaisa, the Achror was that it's called bugs. Alachas Kamo Vekamo, that these things are called bugs. And it's a Shaila from the Isur Dei Reis. Chutz from them, dacht sich, wir können nicht machen eine Brache auf dem. Es hat Varissum. I was claiming, maybe not. Maybe you're not allowed to make a Brache an Achazir. But if you're eating a fig, weiß ich, was ist das? Aber if you're eating that Sache, that has the bugs, yeah? So, even that, you're right that you're eating also bugs. The Brache is not on the bugs. Was der Rambam sagt, ich weiß nicht klar, der Rambam sagt, es ist Varissum, wir können nicht machen eine Brache. So I'm a super taka. If the pshat is that a zach that has isur inside, a lot of little bugs inside, if you're allowed to make a broch, when it's klol, maybe the broch is not in the bugs. If you eat any chazun, you can't make a broch. Now, the zelbe zach is oranges. Again, the American figs, I don't know what is the matter. I'm telling you what is before you eat them, they have black little dots. These black little dots are bugs. Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that Rav Shlomo Zalman told me, if you can't wash the orange, if you're lazy to wash the orange, he told me, go to eat chazer instead, you'll be better off. This was the lashon of Rav Shlomo Zalman, word by word. What? No, you. It's 2 ways to do it. Some people wash before and then they peel. Some people peel and then they wash. I'm not answering the shayla if you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. I know the machmirim in Bnei Brak are makpid not to wash these oranges in Shabbos because the minute that it's bugs on it, so it's boiler to take them off in Shabbos. I'm not a chodeshken achroi brura. I know it's kules. It's different shittas of them. Aber mikol mekoyim, don't eat oranges without washing them. It's leather. What? Leather. No, not morer. Leather is like the kids like to eat it.
Fruit leather.
So the ones that come from America are okay. This is what I heard. If they have a hechsher, again, it's the rein to them. But they have the ones you could buy in Geula, like yellow ones, big. These achim are 99% full with bugs. The hechsher of the badats is not in the bugs. The badats say befurish. That when they give a hechsher, also on figs, it's hechsher badats. They give a hechsher on the chefze. They give a hechsher on the fechze. What? Again, is ones that are not, I don't know myself, Zag Nochamol, don't touch if you know no claw. There's another zach, they call it mishmish. Apricot, they have the also dry ones. I know from my mother, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. I'm sad, she told me full of bugs, she was mevara, you're not allowed to eat it. Again, it's mumchim that know how to check it, they're allowed to eat it, I'm not a mumchim. I will at least finish with a good tzach, instead of finish with bugs. I want to finish with a kleine gute zach. We read in our parsha, Vayavoyu lemoro ולא יוכלו לשתות מים ממורו כי מורים הם. ויורהו השם עץ, וישלך אל המים, וימתקו המים. זוג דמדרש, המים הומתקו. וימתקו המים, המים הומתקו. מה זה המים הומתקו? סרגיות ורב לייב גורביץ זצל, רגיזות פשט הזה. ויורהו עץ, what was the eitz? What the Medrash brings down? Eitz Chaim el Machazikim bo. Given one of the Mepirushim, it's Eitz Atere. Vayimteku amayim hamayim humteku. The water became sweet. Versteht man that the water became sweet? So amayim humteku, the water became sweet. Versteht man the water became sweet? Sagt er azay. If you have a cup of tea, it's bitter. You put sugar inside and you mix it. What happens to the tea? It doesn't become sweet. It doesn't become sweet. Tell you what happens. The sugar is all over the place. When you drink, a little bitter comes in, and a lot of little crumbs of sugar come in, make it sweet to you. Now, you could leave it for hours, the sugar will settle. You mix it, how much you mix better, it's sweeter. Yeah? The sugar goes around, does the mitzvahs. The tea is bitter, the sugar is sweet. It's mixed around. Here, the water was bitter and mellow. The tree was not sugar that you mixed inside. The tree came and changed the mahus of the water. Hamayim humtiku. The vessel changed. The eitz is eitz chayim ila machazikim bo. When a person sits in this Torah, it's not the pshat, he stays the same behemoth, the same person, just he knows how to behave because he's sitting and learning. The Torah changes him. Merimantoi, megadaltoi. The Torah makes him a andere mensch. Vayuyu, vayureyu, eitz, vayimtiku amayim. A Torah changes a ben Torah. A ben Torah is not a pshat, he knows how to behave, he has the right rules. Vertzach a andere chefze.